Surprise! Okay. This week's parasha, in terms of the parasha, so we have a... I want to start from the end of the Aliyah. The end of the Aliyah, when Abraham and Sarah, Lot, return from Mitzrayim. So the Torah tells us that Abraham, with all of the wealth that he had acquired in Mitzrayim, returns to Eretz Yisrael and traces his steps again to the Makom Asher Hayasham Aholav Batchila, Ben Beit El Uvenai. He returns to that same place somewhere in what is today slightly north of Yerushalayim, Binyamin, Beit El Uvenai, El Makom HaMizbeach Asher Asa Sham Barishona, to the place where he built the Mizbeach originally, Vayikra Sham Avraham B'Shem Hashem. And Avraham called out in the name of God. And here, Vayikra Avraham B'Shem Hashem, this is the same Vayikra Avraham B'Shem Hashem that we saw in Rishon, that was read just a few moments ago, that Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, and the question is, what does this Vayikra B'Shem Hashem mean? And there are two different ways of looking at it. Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, at least amongst the classic Mefarshim. One is the idea that Avraham prays to God, or this he's built the Mizbeach. Mizbeach is this form of worship, and here too, and this is, I believe, the, as I recall, the explanation of the Targum, that that Abraham prays. The other Vayikra V'Shem Hashem is a form of, if you will, sending out the word, sending out the message, proselytizing of what the idea that that he had had. Now, this idea, presumably, Abraham had. Certainly, I'm not going to get into the details now of different understandings of what Abraham had done beforehand, in before he reaches Eretz Canaan. But he most famously, the Rambam speaks about Abraham having had many thousands even of followers. The Pasuk had earlier spoke about the Nefesh Asher Asu B'Charan, the souls that they had made in Charan, and while it's true that that's probably al pshat, means that they had purchased in Charan, that they were talking about their slaves, but on a midrashic level, the idea of asu b'charan, that they had made their souls, they had converted them to this early form of what we would later call Judaism. But the so Avram has all of this perhaps beforehand, but still there's something that's different, because here he is in Vayikra V'Shem Hashem, he's specifically in Eretz Yisrael. There's a... Avraham works on two levels, and for us, this is an important message, because we have to understand this on these two levels. On one hand, Avraham is the prime individual that we should strive to emulate. Avraham, the first of the monotheists. Avraham, the first Jew. Abraham, who is the, which we will read next week, Ki Yedativ Asher Yitzaveh Et Banav Beito Acharav, the one that he will command his children, his household after him, to follow in his ways. He is the individual that we need to strive to emulate as individuals. And we have to look to use the term that Kierkegaard used with regard to Abraham, the lion of faith. But at the same time, Abraham is the prototype for something totally new. Totally new, which is a nation of Ma'aminim. Now it's true, for Avraham that nation is one person, or perhaps two people, if you want to include Sarah. But that kernel is of a different caliber than merely the individual. And that focus, as our being part of a nation that is Korei V'Shem Hashem, that aspect can truly only occur in Eretz Yisrael. When Avraham says, or the Torah reports, Vayikra V'Shem Hashem, so it's in both instances, both in what we just read in the Rishon of the Parsha, coming after Vayavor Hashem, Vayavor Avraham Ba'aretz Ad Mekom Shechem Ad Eilon Marer V'Aknani Az Ba'aretz, that is all part and parcel of it, and then he can build his Mizbeach, and then Vayikra V'Shem Hashem, and so too upon his return. He can't call Vayikra V'Shem Hashem when he's in Mitzrayim. It just doesn't work. Yes, you can, as the individual Avraham, you can work and try and strive to change the Taken Olam, we'll say, B'malchut Shakai. Yes, you can do that as the individual. But the impact from the perspective of the world scene isn't the same. Only when you have your Makom, only here, where you can create a society which is a society, ideally, of Vayikra V'Shem Hashem. That is only here in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi, you have this opportunity. You have an opportunity, or I should say the challenge. The challenge of being the Avrahams as individuals, but also understanding that special challenge and the special zchut that we have been given after so many centuries to be able to return, to be able to turn this country into a mamlechet kohanim v'am kadosh, and for us as a nation to be able to be korei v'shem Hashem. Have a wonderful, wonderful